Hello again and welcome back. It's been a long time since St. Louis had a population of 500,000 or more. In fact, the population has been somewhat in decline for decades. But Dan Jay, a local architect, has been getting a lot of buzz with his thought experiment of what the city would be like if the population were 500,000 or more. That would increase the number of city residents by about 185,000. The combined population, by the way, of Florissant, University City, Webster Groves, Kirkwood, Clayton, Jennings, Normandy, Richmond Heights, Brentwood, and Maplewood. Think about that. What would, should, or could change? St. Louis's mayor has thought about it. Mayor Francis Slay joins Dan Jay and me in studio. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
It's good to be with you.
Very, very exciting to be here.
Dan, let me just start with you and ask you what put this idea into your head?
Well, for one, it's a wonderful number. 500,000 is it's a stretch goal. Make no little plans, the architect Daniel Burnham said in Chicago. And it makes us all, I think twice, think differently. If I were to say to you, make an apple pie, you would think about making an apple pie. If I were to say to you, make 50 apple pies, you would think quite differently about apple pies. So we don't know when we will get back to that number, but it's important to point out we've been there twice before.
Mayor Slay, let me come to you and refer to something I read in your blog recently. You're obviously interested in this discussion. You said 500,000 is within the shouting distance of St. Louis City's density sweet spot. What do you mean?
Well, what it means is that it is not something that's so extraordinary where there would be something be so unrealistic, although it is a very high level. But it also, considering the size of the city, 62 square miles, considering the fact that we've had a lot of changes within the city all the years, particularly with highways coming through and there are fewer people per household, that the 500,000 is probably a point that, we can really, I think, realistically dream about and think about what would happen. I mean, if you get way too much higher than that, it becomes too hard to think about. And below that, I mean, we're at 318,000 right now. We still have a ways to go. We still have a lot of opportunity for population growth in the city of St. Louis. So I thought the sweet spot is kind of an in-between of something that's just far beyond any possibility of a reach to something that's, realistic.
What would happen if we hit that sweet spot?
Well, that's what the thought experiment is about, and that's I tried to, on the blog at mayorslay.com, tried to, encourage thinking about it. And what I like about it, first of all, is that it does encourage people to think about the city, think about its future, think about what if this would happen. And then when you start thinking about those things, for example, if the population of downtown were increased by a certain number of people, we it's already increased from 800 and something people in 2000 to over to about 3,700 people in population in the year 2010. So the population has grown. So what would happen if we had another so many people in downtown St. Louis? What impact would that have on our city? And if our population would grow by another 185,000, what would that do to various neighborhoods? What neighborhoods would benefit the most? How would that be distributed around the city? What impact would it have on your block? For example, if you live in the city of St. Louis, impact would a 185 a population increase of 185,000? What impact would that have on downtown? What impact would that have on the Central West End? The other thing is, in order to get a population increase of 185,000, I mean, realistically, it would necessarily mean that the rest of the region was growing as well. Well, we would not get every new net person in the region, and of course, that would mean that as people move in, people are always going to be moving out. They're going to be moving around the region. It happens all the time, and it happens all over the place. So, that when you start getting into this thought experiment, it really does engage people, engages their thoughts, engages their creativity, it engages their commitment to the future of the city. And I think that's the most important thing. I really love it when people are thinking about things that about how we can be better as a city and how we can, you know, reach better goals and heights.
Dan Jay, what are the kinds of things that that you're hearing as you talk to people about this?
Well, a couple of things. For one, the 500,000 would place us as a density, not as a city size, but as an urban density, sort of right between Washington, D.C. and Boston. So people that are familiar with those communities and want to know what that density looks like, those are pretty good benchmarks. What that density offers, we believe, is a broad diversity of housing types, of transit and transportation modes, of retail shopping opportunities, of entertainment opportunities, of lifestyle opportunities, and of people.
Yeah.
So what gets people excited is, I think, this mix of urban life that is only achieved at that kind of density.
When you're talking about this and thinking about it, are you thinking of it in terms of a very slow, gradual build up to 500,000 or something much faster than that?
My expectation is it'll be slow. And you know, nature never asked which came first, the chicken or the egg. It all sort of came slowly. However, I also like to think of the 500,000 as a thing which binds 1,000 initiatives that are going on throughout the city as we speak in every aspect of its economy and life and development. And some of them are huge, like IKEA, and some of them are quite small, like the Urban Rehabber. And this binds it all in a very interesting way. Another just interesting point that I'll make is that our population has been declining, but investors are always looking for the bottom of the curve. That's the time to get in.
Yeah. Mayor Slay, how do you entice people into this community?
Well, our main goal is to make sure it's as livable as possible, and that includes everything from making sure that we have good quality education opportunities. To attract jobs, you have to have the talent. So we need to be able to attract and also to develop the talent to meet the needs of growing businesses and to meet the global economy. We are competing now in a global economy. So we need to make sure we have good quality education options, and we do all we can to connect to make sure that we have a ready workforce and talent to draw and retain the jobs that are here. The other thing is we want to make sure we have a very safe community, and that's also very important. People need to feel safe in their homes and in their neighborhoods. And we also, if you compare us with other regions, and we are part of a regional economy and part of the St. Louis region, of course, we are pretty low on the scale of the top. If you look at the top 20 metro areas in terms of foreign-born residents, other regions in the top 20 regions in America have 4 to 5 times as many foreign-born residents compared to what we have. Foreign-born bring they bring talent. They bring specialization. They also bring the diversity and all in terms of the brain power to be able to compete internationally. And they also spend money and they create businesses and populate our city and become a really important part of the fabric of our entire community. So those are things that are important. And foreign trade investment, I think, is important as well. We also are doing what we can to support entrepreneurship. We are becoming a city that is getting better known for a good place to start a business and come to with an idea, and I've talked about that for a while. And then developing our transportation infrastructure. We are the center of the entire country right here. We have a tremendous transportation infrastructure in terms of logistics and moving things and good places to do business and to create businesses here and to move goods around the country, which is going to be even more important as we do more exporting around the world. So we have to increase our value in the business community and internationally as well.
A lot of these things are already underway at various levels. You mentioned the immigrants and refugees. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Mosaic Project is in place, yes. And there are objectives to bring thousands more into this community because of what they do bring. It's for the economy of a community, it's really a boon, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And, you know, they've been a big part of what we're doing on the life science and biotechnology. You see what's going on at Cortex over there. The entrepreneurship. We have people coming from around the world here to create businesses and to create jobs and to really, you know, get people's attention around the world in terms of what's going on here in St. Louis.
Dan Jay, did you anticipate that the dialogue that has been generated by this would be generated when you started this whole thing?
I was hopeful. I did it very specifically to start the dialogue, and it's just a number, and it's got no date attached to it, as you suggested. But it's so far, I have to say I'm thrilled. I think it has gotten some people thinking.
Well, you've obviously got this guy fired up. he's as enthusiastic about this as many things that we've talked about. I have to take a break, gentlemen. Let's do that now. We'll come back and continue our conversation on the thought experiment of what would our city be like if our population was around 500,000 instead of the 319 or 20,000 that we have right now. If you'd like to get into the discussion, we'd love to have you. Maybe you have some ideas. How do you think the city would change if the population suddenly did increase to that half million point? 382-8255 is our number. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org or send us a tweet if you like at STL on Air. Back in a moment with Mayor Francis Slay and with Dan Jay. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Hello again and welcome back. We're continuing our conversation on the thought experiment of what the city of St. Louis would be like if the population were increased to 500,000, almost 200,000 more than is the situation right now. With me in studio is Mayor Francis Slay and with Dan Jay, who is the guy that kind of got this whole thing going. And we've gotten a lot of dialogue or heard a lot of dialogue about it since he has done that. Mayor Slay, back to you with regard to where do you put these people? I mean, obviously, we've got a lot of vacant housing, with a lot of vacant neighborhoods that need improvement. We're talking about increasing the density. Where do you put them?
Well, we have a lot of space in the city of St. Louis. We were a city of 850,000 back in 1950. Fewer people as you know other cities do around the country per household than we did back then, but there's a lot of properties, there's a lot of land in the city of St. Louis that's open for development. I mean, what's happening is we're even increasing density in areas like the Central West End. And that's part of the thought experiment as well. I mean, where do the people go? What areas of the city going to benefit the most? I mean, what we know is that a lot of investment in where people live is market driven in terms of where they want to be, close proximity to transit, close proximity to amenities as jobs and cultural and entertainment attractions, and whether it's walkable and it's bikeable and those types of things. And you know, we've worked hard to build our infrastructure through Great Rivers Greenway, through supporting transit, also making St. Louis a more bikeable city in other ways as well, so that people can get around. And the density, like in the Central West End, for example, they're building up. Yeah, we just announced with the Whole Foods is going into the Central West End. A Kia is going in there. There's also a new development with a couple hundred new apartment buildings there. We also had a high-rise, the first high-rise apartment building built in the city of St. Louis in a long time that happened just a number of years ago in the Central West End. So you can go up, and you can also go into the many of our historic neighborhoods, north and south. There's a lot of room for new homes and rehab in Old North St. Louis, and there's a big investment and things going on there. And we see a lot what we see happening in some of these neighborhoods where we saw Lafayette Square and Soulard redeveloping, and then Benton Park, and then we went into other areas of the city as well, Fox Park and other areas as well. So a lot of this investment along the Central Corridor is spreading north and south, and And so you we do have plenty of places for people to go and investment for people to make.
Let's go back to two things that you mentioned earlier and chime in, Dan, as the we get to these subjects. You mentioned safety and you mentioned education. The Special Administrative Board just got another 2 years in the city of St. Louis while we try to work out the accreditation issue there. These seem to be two real stumbling blocks for drawing people into the community. What's the strategy for reversing that?
Improving quality education opportunities for parents. And one of the things we've done is a couple things. First of all, I asked for and we were able to get from the state intervention. We've got the SAB, the Special Administrative Board. They've provided a steady hand to help improve the quality of education in public schools. They have a long way to go. They have some very quality schools there, but not enough to meet the demand. So I've also gone and helped create good quality charter schools. So a dozen years ago, and a dozen years ago, there were three public schools in the city of St. Louis that met state standards. Today, it's closer, I think it's about 17 or 18 quality schools where there's that are meeting standards. So now we have more quality seats for kids, and we're expanding those every single, every year. And we're going to continue to do that. So that's something that I'm committed to. I know how important education is.
Public safety, Dan?
Well, what we've learned about public safety on the streets is density is a big aid to public safety. It's eyes on the streets. It's familiar neighborhoods. It's being able to walk down to your bar, know the people in that bar. It's being able to walk to your grocery store and know your cashier and know the people in the aisles. And we experienced that today in the Central West End. It's the joy of living in a neighborhood, and it's the joy of feeling safe. The other thing that is linked to the education question is I've lived on our street. We've lived on our street for 35 years. We've raised three children there, educated them in the city. They're all doing quite well, thank you. But over the last 2 years, our street has become full of young people, of children, of babies. There are five infants on our street. And it's such a remarkable change to see all the strollers, to see kickball on the street, that I'm going, oh, my gosh, we have turned a corner.
I want to take a couple of calls. We have people interested in this, obviously, and we'll start with Eric calling from the Central West End. Eric, thanks for being with us. Go ahead. Eric, are you there? One more chance, Eric.
Hello.
Just made it, Eric. Go ahead.
I want to commend the mayor on the great program he's done with charter schools. It's just really phenomenal. And I love this program of getting our population to 500,000 that Dan and the mayor are working on. We at the Realtors have been working with the Historic Tax Credit. We got to keep that program in place as it continues to build the city and create jobs. It's really turned things around. And I'm hopeful we can work with the mayor on the 8,000 lots that the city owns with some of the new energy-efficient housing that we just had a contest to show off. And I'd love to hear, if there are any particular plans he's hoping to see you implement around those lots that the city owns.
Yes, we are continuing to look. First of all, we want to do something positive with these properties that we took on, not because we wanted them, but it was because nobody else wanted them. So, the challenge is to have strategies to do something. One of the things we did is, and this is another the whole discussion, but the Northside Regeneration Project was one where we were able to get an overall plan and some confidence in the plan to be able to help assemble these sites and to sell these properties so that they can be marketed in a better way to investors, to residents, to home builders and others. And we'll be happy to work with you and others who have ideas on what we can do with these buildings. We don't want these in our inventory of non-productive properties. They're not generating taxes or, accommodating people or jobs. We want them to be in productive use, and we're open to ideas on how we can do it.
Thanks for the call. Let's bring in Costas calling from Florissant. Go ahead, Costas.
Yes, good afternoon. It's an honor to be on NPR and the mayor, and I want to offer a little refreshment. To have the city of St. Louis, the most beautiful city, central U.S., and bring in foreigners and bring in other American citizens to grow this beautiful city, you have to look objectively at many, many factors, the pluses and the minuses. We do know many of the pluses, Central and so on, quality people, tremendous educational institutions, and so on. But if you look at the negative, when somebody's going to move in, and you look at the crime rate, that's a stigma. That is a black eye. When you look at the paper, the Post-Dispatch daily, and you see murder after murder, 18-year-olds, 22-year-olds, you have to look at, you have to, Mr. Mayor, you have to bring community leaders and just make a decision. How do you stop crime? And the only way to do it is family structure. Family structure. I said that for emphasis. When you don't have a family and the leaders, people like you have a huge responsibility. You just can't hold office and have meeting after meeting and bring the police commanders and civic leaders. You've got to work hard and reduce that. People will not move into any community when you have this crime rate next to Chicago.
Costas, thanks very much for the call. I'm going to interrupt you because time is getting away from us. Give the mayor a chance to respond.
Yes, that is our the two highest priorities for us is in reducing crime and improving education opportunities for children, because they're both related in a big way. We spend the biggest part of our budget on law enforcement itself, but we're also – and I can get a big discussion about this, but believe me, we understand the importance of this. We also know that the crime rankings are bogus. That doesn't mean we don't have a crime problem. That just means that we're unfairly compared with other cities that have much bigger geographic swath, like Kansas City has 317 square miles. We only have 62. But I don't want to get in that whole discussion. It's a long one. I will tell you that we're serious about it, and we are not only working on it from the law enforcement end, we're doing a lot of things on the social service and the education end, both, you know, early childhood, after school, and other things to provide opportunities and environment to help improve the quality of life and improve the quality of education and reduce crime in the city. And I can talk about that for a long time. But no, thank you. I really share your interest in making St. Louis a safer place.
Let's bring in Cynthia calling from St. Louis. Cynthia, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I appreciate the North Side Project. I've been looking at that website for about a month now, and that's awesome. I love the Cortex Development Project that's happening, because I'm one of the people that's going to be going in at the St. Louis Venture for incubators. I'm going into that program. I love IKEA, my favorite store, and Whole Foods. I am the block captain on Cook Avenue at Rankin Technical College, and I'm also a member of the Central West End Association. A lot of people, when we hold our meeting, they're talking about our neighborhood, and they're wondering what's going on in our neighborhood, because a private entity in Rankin Technical College, along with the city, have purchased many properties on our street. And we know it's a derelict kind of a blighted area, but we don't know how to actually work with the city and if the city will actually work with us. So can you help me with that, and how I can get the word out at our next meeting in regards to how we can work with the city and how we can better educate ourselves to start purchasing some of the properties in the area, even though we don't have a community development?
Yes, yes. You should, first of all, to get involved is, I always encourage people to work with their alderman, but directly with my office, you can contact my office at 622-3201. Talk to Josh Weese, and he will help you connect you with somebody in our development agency to talk to you about what kinds of developments are going on and what you and your neighborhood organization can do to help us, with those, or help, work on those developments and keep track of them.
Dan Jay, let me turn back to you with regard to where do we go from here? How are you going about, aside from appearing on this radio program, getting the word out and getting people to offer their input?
Well, I hope that we I'm a member of a group called Sustainable St. Louis that has sort of charged itself with this campaign. And we hope we can engage on academic levels, on political levels, on neighborhood levels, a kind of broad speculative discussion. And really, in the process, turn people's attention to the opportunities that the city offers. The half empty becomes half full, and we begin to see the growing demand nationally for the urban lifestyle that our children are are seeking out in places like Brooklyn, and how St. Louis will miss the boat if we do not as a city come up.
So
we want to communicate that. We want to study it academically. We want to learn more about it.
Do you have a website or someplace where people can go to learn more?
Not yet.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right. And we only have a couple of seconds left. Mayor Slay, it wouldn't hurt the tax base either to have another couple hundred thousand people, would it?
No, it would not. It would help us tremendously.
All right. That's Mayor Francis Slay with us today talking about what if the city had a population of 500,000. It's an idea that is being sponsored, if you will, by Dan Jay, who is also with us in studio. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us. Good to see you. We'll ask you to join Steve Potter tomorrow for Cityscape as he talks with St. Louis vocalist Brian Owens about his upcoming Masters Series appearance at the Sheldon, where he'll perform the music of Ray Charles. And join Steve for our monthly soundbite segment in partnership with Sauce Magazine, where he'll talk with chefs who don't work in restaurants. Monday on this program, we'll talk with a panel of lawyers about legal issues. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Spencer Reed, and Amanda Huntingford. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.